This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio from Site Village here in Birmingham. Of course, we are celebrating 30 years of Site Village this year. And over that time, many technologies have come and gone and come again. And some technology that has been around in recent years is a company called Orcam. You may be familiar with Orcam's range of wearable devices for recognizing text and objects in your environment. And these are specialist premium solutions, often a funded purchase, but they do have some unique benefits for those of us who are blind or partially sighted. And we are joining Ian White from Orcam, who has Orcam's latest addition to the range, the Orcam Read 3. Ian, just tell us, what is Orcam Read 3?
Orcam Read 3 is a smart pen. And what we have done in recent months is we have taken the Orcam Read Smart and all its features and capabilities, and we've built them into one device, Orcam Read 3, with its yellow buttons, okay? And then on top of that, what we've done is we've added AI features to it.
It's about the size of a USB thumb drive?
It's about the size of an average highlight marker. Okay. It's about 5 inches in length. It weighs about 45 grams, very lightweight, and very intuitive to operate.
Okay, so just talk us through what it does and how it works.
Okay, so first of all, we've got OCR, text-to-speech. So when we point our Orcam Read towards an area of text and press on the activation button, a red laser frame will appear on the page. If we move our pen forward, it will reduce in size and it will only read the text within the confines of the frame. Okay, if we pull the pen backwards, the frame expands and it can take in a full-page document and read it in its entirety, from start to finish.
And does that mean that you need to have some eyesight in order to use the Orcam Read 3?
No, not necessarily, because we have a vocal command built into the Orcam Read 3, where if we just point the pen towards the device, we can give the command, read everything, and it will take an image and it reads everything that it sees in front of it.
And how about those areas where the internet connectivity isn't so good? I live in Worcester. We've got lots of lovely old buildings, but it does mean that some of the other solutions that are out there on the market that rely on internet access actually are no use at all once you get inside a building where perhaps there isn't Wi-Fi, or maybe the Wi-Fi is a bit slow.
Well, that's the unique thing about Orcam. Through the whole product range, the vast majority of the features work completely offline. So for example, if I go to a restaurant, I could take my Orcam Read out my pocket, give the command smart reading, it takes an image of the menu, and then I can ask various questions like find starters, it will read the starters to me. Go to main courses, it will go to the main course section and start reading the main courses out to me. All done completely offline.
So as you described, very straightforward to use, tactile buttons, very lightweight, portable, battery of course. What is the battery life?
Okay, so if you use Orcam Read in one continuous go, you could get up to 3 hours of continuous usage out of it. If you use it intermittently over the period of a day, in fact, over a period of 2 days, 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there, you could get a good day or 2 days use out of it before you need to charge it. Now, to charge it, it will tell you in a vocal command, battery running low at 20%. Every time, it's always 20%. And then you just charge it back up again, and within about 30 minutes, we're back at 100% and raring to go.
The Orcam Read 3, is it available now?
It's available now, yes. And of course, one of the exciting things about Orcam Read 3 is we added a smart magnifier to the device now. So we have a reading stand, which is here on the table.
Okay.
And the Orcam Read 3 is actually set inside, and it's connected to a data cable and my laptop.
I'm just reaching forward, and I can feel the Orcam Read 3 sitting in a... It's almost like a microphone stand. It's got an angled sort of arm so that you can position the camera over the table so that you don't have to hold the camera yourself in position. And then you can still access the buttons on the front to take your picture. Should we do a little demo, actually, so listeners can hear what it sounds like?
Well, okay, so we have my OrCam here in my hand.
Okay.
Okay.
And can I do it?
Yep.
Right, so I have the pen in my hand. Just going to make sure it's switched on.
Yep, it is switched on.
It's already switched on. Because when you switch it on, it announces the battery status.
Correct, yeah.
And I'm just making sure that the volume is up. So I've pressed the plus button. I can feel that's a plus button. And then I'm just going to take it to the document. And then I'm going to bring...
in my hand.
Oh, that document. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. And then I'm going to bring it back.
Press the button.
I'm going to press the button. Okay. We heard the little clicks.
Repeat your planet. Skipped one line of unreadable text. Beth Coydon Heroix, Awards Laureate.
Okay. So there we go. So an entrepreneur has developed a process for producing water from ambient air. So so I was able to hear and understand the content. So once that's happened, Ian, is there a way for me to navigate, you know, kind of backwards and forwards? Because, you know, it reads out the whole document in one go, which is fine. Is there a sort of a way in which I can access that in a sort of a non-linear way?
So it has a built-in reading navigation system. So when we're reading a piece of text, let's say, for example, a menu again, we can click the plus button and it skips forward. Or if we want to listen to that particular part of the menu again, we press the minus button and it skips back and repeats that line of text again.
Right, so it moves by line.
Line by line.
Okay. And then with a document like a menu, you know, if you're interested in a specific section, what would be the best way to get to that?
Well, if I tend to use the smart reading feature.
Right.
And with the smart reading feature, then I can give the command find main courses. Mm-hmm. And it goes to the area in the menu where the main courses are situated, and it reads out the main courses to me. And it completely forgets the rest of the menu. Then I can say find desserts, and it'll go to the section in the menu where the desserts are and read out the desserts for us. So we can personalise what we want to find on a menu without having to read the entire menu, just simply by using smart reading and just by giving some smart commands that are available within the device itself.
Okay. And finally, Ian, before I let you go, are you able to share any pricing information with listeners?
The OrCam Read Smart is £1,890. With the OrCam Read 3 is also £1,890.
Excellent. Okay. And if you'd like to just share your web address and where people can learn more.
Oh, so you can log on to orcam.com.
Yeah.
And you can find all the relevant information on orcam.com.
Excellent. OrCam.
Or, if you wish, you can go through RNIB. RNIB have it in their Product for Life store.
Fantastic. Ian White from OrCam, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.